Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference. Somebody's like, you just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we work to spread kindness through our communities. And speaking of kindness, I have the founder of Be Kind Birmingham, Ashley Griffiths, on the line with me. I found out about Be Kind Birmingham recently and wanted to bring awareness to this school bus in Birmingham, Alabama effort. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Ashley Griffiths.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for your good work in the Birmingham community. I know that you're from Pleasant Grove. I grew up in Hueytown myself, and I think you live in the Oak Grove area, so you're in between Hueytown, where I was raised myself.
Yes, sir, on the west side.
What caused you to want to found the Be Kind Birmingham effort?
Well, it all started with a crazy couponing, shopping habit that I had, and we had an overflow of stuff during the pandemic, and God really just placed it on my heart to give it away for free. And so at first we were giving it to churches and all to distribute, and we decided that we wanted to do more. And so again, he placed it on my heart to buy a school bus and turn it into a mobile free store. And so I listened and stepped out on faith, and that's exactly what we did.
How long has this effort existed, Ashley?
We have been in existence. Be Kind Birmingham has been in existence since October of 2021. We became 501c3 in November of 2022. So officially, we've been official 501c3 since November of last year.
And I know we talked about the huge team that you have of two people currently in the office.
Yes, there's two of us, me and Nate, and he's my muscles, and we get it done, though. Right now, our bus is unfortunately down, and so we are having to make multiple trips to places, but we're still making it work,
Okay, let's talk about when the bus is up, Ashley. When it's running, where all have you gone to in the Birmingham area? Do you announce, hey, we're going to be at a certain area at a certain time, a certain day, and then you head that way?
Yes, sir, but we're still doing that even without the bus. So we will pack it all into the car before it was the bus, and we do pop-ups. And so we currently go to a different library. Our focus is on the west side right now. We currently go to West End Library, Titusville Library, Smithfield Library, and Five Points West Library, all on Wednesdays for an hour, and distribute goods to the community. Everyone knows that set schedule. Besides that, we add pop-ups every single day. If an organization, partnering organization, asks us to come out, we will come out and set up at their resource fair, their craft fair, whatever it is that they're having. And everything that we give away is always free of charge.
That's wonderful. I will be in Birmingham on Friday to help 13-year-old Ethan Hill, who has Ethan's Heart Bags for Blessings. Have you heard of Ethan's effort?
Have I heard of Ethan? Ethan is one of our most favorite little guys ever. Like, his heart is as big as his smile. I cannot get enough of him. We work together regularly. He helps us out when he gets things that he doesn't need that we could benefit from, and we do the same for him and try to work together because we're all in it together to help those in need.
That is awesome. For several years now, I have traveled to Ethan's home and done an interview with him as he's grown up, and I'm just amazed by this young man. Last year, I had the opportunity to have the reveal of his new trailer, and he was excited about that as he went mobile to be able to give out items. It's just a wonderful effort, and this young guy, what he saw when he was very young and wanted to help the homeless, it's just an incredible story. I love Ethan and his family, and I'm always glad to help in that effort, and that's one of the reasons, Ashley, that I wanted to reach out to you, because you know the need is very important in your communities, and there can never be enough of individuals who want to step up and help in this way, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why, and Ethan, he is more geared towards homeless, and we do some homeless outreach too. We are more of a community underserved, low income outreach though. But we still have our homeless outreach days too. And so that's why we always partner. And like I said, you know, whatever we can pass on to him that will help him out, we're more than willing. And he does the same for us.
What has been your experience of the greatest need of items that you give out that seems to be one of the most important top of the list type things?
Unfortunately, it's the basic necessities that people are, they can't afford right now. The cost of living keeps going up and, you know, pay stays the same, whether they're on fixed income or whatever it may be. And it's just your basic necessities. It's your undergarments, it's your toiletries, things that we take for granted every single day. Cleaning supplies, you know, things that people need to survive. And it just broke my heart that they didn't have access to these.
You just said something I think that stands out, taking for granted. And in your effort, in what you do, in what Ethan does, and what others do in the communities, I believe that it helps us gain a greater appreciation for what we do have if we don't have issues with having those types of items. What has it done for your life as far as enriching you to see what the needs are, to help fill those needs, and to understand the importance of sharing with others and then learning how good some of us have it?
It's really opened my eyes. Growing up, like you said, in Pleasant Grove, being from Pleasant Grove, I passed through some of the underserved areas every single day to get to my house, whether it be Inslee, Wylam, West End. I passed through them every single day and, you know, looked the other way, didn't think anything of it. And there's people suffering out here. There's people that don't have these things. And it's not that they don't work. They do. They just don't have enough income coming in. Some people are on a fixed income. We work with grandparents who have, you know, recently taken in their grandchildren, and they're already on a fixed income. And when you add three or four mouths to feed, you know, it gets kind of tough. And so we just want to extend a hand, just a helping hand, to get them through the tough times.
Speaking of grandparents, my grandparents took in two children, which was me and my brother, when we were very young. And of course, that took its toll on their income because they took the responsibility of two growing boys. And
absolutely,
those caregivers are so important, whether it's a grandparent or an aunt or an uncle or a sibling who is taking care of another sibling's children. And they need our help. They need our support because they're stepping up in a way that is helping that young person to not have to be in foster care in the system. And they're taking that responsibility, and it's a big role that they play in that person's life.
Oh, 100%. And that's one of the big things that we do. We work really close with the Jefferson County Family Resource Center and Helping Families Initiative out of the District Attorney Danny Carr's office. Helping Families Initiative works with Birmingham City Schools and Bessemer City Schools too. They'll find kids that, you know, are missing school, and they'll send them in, see what's going on. Usually it's inadequate clothing. And again, something I always took for granted because I always had warm clothes to wear in the winter. But the first week that it got cold, we were bombarded with requests from them. We, I think, had 16 requests and then 20 requests in 2 weeks. So close to 40 children that didn't have adequate clothing to go to school that was causing them to miss it. So the case managers email us. We get all of the sizes together. We try to provide 5 pairs of pants, 10 shirts, socks, underwear, shoes, jacket, whatever we have to each child. So you can imagine how many clothes we run through on the weekly basis. And then Jefferson County Family Resource, we do the same for them. They work with DHR and kids who have been through the system, whether it's going to juvenile detention, reentry programs, whatever it may be. And we just try to, again, extend the helping hand to relieve a burden.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Ashley Griffiths. She is the founder of Be Kind Birmingham, as they focus right now on the west side of Jefferson County, her and Nate, who work in the office there. Also, go out as the bus is down. they're using other vehicles to go to these pop-up spots and to serve their community. I hope you'll stick with us as we have a call to action in the next segment and talk about how you can support Be Kind Birmingham. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. For all of your concrete needs in North Alabama, contact Esteban Tovar with Tovar Construction Company. With free estimates and quality work, no job is too big or too small. Give Tovar Construction a call at 256-216-7555 or 256-321-5989. You can also see some of their great work at Tovar Construction Co. LLC on Facebook.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we have on the line with us the founder of Be Kind Birmingham, Ashley Griffiths. As she was talking in the last segment, you heard her passion behind this effort, how she started, and where they're headed. They need your support. They need your help as a lot of these other efforts. As we mentioned, Ethan Hill, Ethan's Heart Bags for Blessings effort, and then another friend of mine, he's a police officer in Birmingham, Lane Harper. He's the founder of Power of Life Foundation. He's going to be in Fultondale on December the 17th as he is giving out coats and other clothing items and things that people need, and it's much needed in the Birmingham area. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Ashley Griffiths.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Are you familiar with Lane Harper, too?
I have. I know shared a lot of his posts and directed people because Fultondale is an area that doesn't get many resources sent that way, I feel like. So you know, whenever there's a pop-up or an event over there that's giving away some stuff, we do share, and I have researched his organization some.
I'm all about the idea of networking, Ashley, and that's how I've existed throughout my life, is to network with people and try to bring people together. And you see all these different efforts, and as you mentioned, there is some overflow, and there's opportunities for, say, Be Kind Birmingham to support Lane Harper's effort, or Lane Harper's effort to support Ethan Hill's effort, and you can all work together in some form or fashion because you can help each other in those times.
100%. And I was going to say, if the Harper Foundation needs some clothing, some coats, I think we should have plenty that we will be able to share with them, as we are doing a coat drive and we have a lot coming in. So maybe we can connect and get those to him before his coat drive on the 17th.
I will get in touch with Lane Harper about that. We talk every few days about what he's doing, and I try to stay abreast of that. I'm a former police officer myself, so having someone who is in law enforcement who's not jaded and has decided that they want to help those in their community who are struggling and have those financial burdens, it's a big deal to me to see a man like that who's willing to go out, not only serve his community as a law enforcement officer, but then take the initiative to be a servant in the community in this way.
Yes, sir. That's huge. I mean, it's definitely a heart project for a lot. It's a passion project, and there's a lot of good people still in the world. And when you work in this field, you see that, and it just drives you to do more and all come together, like I said, to help the number one cause, which is to help those in need.
How have you done, Ashley, when it comes to being able to recruit volunteers for these pop-up efforts?
We have our few volunteers. We've steadily grown our volunteer base over the past year. In our first year, from November to November, we were able to serve 6,904 individuals. We did 142 pop-ups. And so we've had, you know, a lot of volunteers come through, stay with us. We always need help at the warehouse sorting. It stays a disaster because we give it all out and it comes back tenfold, usually more. So, you know, we're just so thankful for that. God has definitely provided every step of the way. When I said earlier, I took a leap of faith. I mean, I took a leap of faith. I've never worked in a nonprofit. I've never done anything like this, but he put it on my heart and I listened, and he just continues to provide for us. So
I've had quite a few celebrities on my show, Ashley, and they talk about tour dates, and they may have the number, like you just shouted out, 142 in a year. And your tour dates are a little bit different, as you are making those tour dates, those pop-up dates, to serve your community in this way. And I know that there are people who have to have come up to you and just told you how much they appreciate this effort and how it's helping them.
There is. We have so many, and it warms my heart, and I will start crying because I'm a very emotional person. But I mean, I have a little sweet lady, Miss Noble, she literally texts us every single morning to make sure we're okay, ask how we're doing, you know, and when you can put a name with a face, it just makes it that more personable. And these people become family. They aren't people we just assist. Everyone that Be Kind comes in contact with, they're a part of the Be Kind family. And we extend our hand to them at all times. So, you know, I have a pretty big family right now, and I'm so thankful for it.
That's wonderful. And today is Giving Tuesday, and it's very special, as you have your own Ashley's Giving Tuesday fundraiser for Be Kind Birmingham. And this is an opportunity to reach the Mark White Show listeners. I think we're now at very close to 47,500 people who follow the Mark White Show now. And I hope that they will go to that link and support this fundraiser on Giving Tuesday as they start to look at different organizations that they can support and that can benefit from their help.
Yes, we would appreciate that so much. Every penny cent will go directly towards our mission to keep us going. We still have not received really any funding yet. So we're still, you know, working towards that. We are 501, so now we can start applying for grants, and we will get there. But being two people, that's just kind of got pushed to the back burner because I would rather serve. And so I spend my time doing the pop-ups.
Ashley, what would be your message to listeners who maybe are on the fence about diving into an organization, volunteering, supporting, being a part of something like Be Kind Birmingham?
Do it. Just do it. Most organizations will welcome you with open arms, and we love every single one of our volunteers. And what you gain out of it is more than anything else. And I still every single day, you know, am just blown away by the amount of kindness and compassion that people show. Like I said, there are still so many good people, even with all the nasty stuff that goes on in the world. There's so many good people out there.
One of the things that I like to do through my show is to recognize people who made a difference in our lives. I know I mentioned my grandparents, and they were a huge influence on me. Who would you say has been a really strong influence for you, especially when you were younger, that led you to have a heart that wants to give and serve in this way?
My parents. They're givers, just like me, especially my mom. She will give you the shirt off her back. That's just how I was raised, you know. You can't take it with you when you're gone, so use it for the good while you're here.
For people listening, maybe those who are now deciding to check out Be Kind Birmingham, what are the different ways that you would like to see people connect, even with social media and being able to see, say, your Giving Tuesday fundraiser?
Oh, yes. You can go to Be Kind Birmingham on Facebook, Instagram, and check out all about us. You can go to www.bekindbirmingham.org. If you want to send a monetary donation, we would appreciate that. But if you don't have the money, we know times are tough. Just share. Help get our name out there. I mean, it might help someone that they know that may be in a position that needs our assistance. Besides that, we always take in gently used clothing items. So that's a way to give without having to spend any money. Clean out your closets, especially. We are always short on shoes, children's shoes and children's clothes, because like I said earlier, we run through those. That's it. You know, we appreciate and volunteer. Reach out to volunteer, whether it's at the warehouse or at a pop-up. We have our second annual Christmas giveaway coming up on December 16th, and it's sure to be a big one. The last one was huge, so this one we're hoping to make it even bigger and help even more.
Where will that be taking place, Ashley?
Inslee Recreation Center, December 16th at 12 p.m., 12 to 3.
I love what you're doing, Be Kind Birmingham, and I appreciate the fact that you have stepped up in this way, and I do hope that others will step up and take the initiative to help this community, these communities in the Birmingham area. As I mentioned, I grew up in the Birmingham area, Center Point as well. My granddad preached, and so we were in Center Point, and then we were in Hueytown. I'm very familiar with those areas. Went to school at Hueytown with a lot of young people who are now adults with families of their own living in the same area, and always happy to support the Birmingham, Jefferson County area, as you are as well, Ashley.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're always welcome here on the Mark White Show, and as you have efforts that come up, please make sure that you share those with me so that I can turn around and share the efforts. And as I said, you can come back on the show and share more about Be Kind Birmingham as you grow, and I hope that the Mark White Show can help you grow as well.
Well, I thank you so much for having us and just for reaching out so you could help. I mean, that in itself is huge. So thank you, Mark. We appreciate you.
You're most welcome. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, so much so that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show,
And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at AthensBible.com.
These are my kind of people.